Cabildo is an alternative Latin rock collective based in Grand Rapids. The ensemble delivers a unique blend of kumbaya, ska, folk, indie rock, and other genres of music from Latin and South America. Cabildo roughly translates as town hall in Spanish. Historically, cabildos were gathering places located throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. African slaves could play traditional chants and drum parts in cabildos. The music performed in cabildos became a thread weaving through generations from Spanish colonization through today's modern music. Cabildo are performing at this month's WGVU pop-up concert. That's Wednesday, June 19th, at the Pyramid Scheme, with doors opening at 6:30 p.m. Here's Sin Fronteras, the title track of the latest album from Cabildo. I spoke with three members of Cabildo, singer and guitarist Julio Cano Villalobos, percussionist Josh Dunnigan, and drummer Dustin Miller. I first asked about the arc of the band from the early 2000s through today. The first voice you'll hear is Julio Villalobos, and the second is Josh Dunnigan.
I still describe it as a social club.
Yeah.
So I think when we invite somebody within the band, I think there's this idea of being having a different connection with the person, right? More than just like pure business, kind of like we try to like connect with everybody on a different level beyond just the business kind of thing. So yeah, that's what it's been over the years. So it started as a group of friends, and then it started, people left and people move in. And other people left without wanting to leave, but
well, and when I first joined y'all, it was we're mostly just it was kind of like a party band, right?
Yeah,
I mean the goal was to play fun dance music, basically.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it was basically cover tunes as well,
it
right?
It was, yeah, pretty much cover. So I come from a generation that infused. So in my college years, early 90s, fused rock, ska mostly with Latin rhythms. So I'm coming from that generation. It was a huge movement in the 90s that in the origin of them, a lot of bands were in Latin America were playing rock in the 80s. Most of them were playing punk music. And then a shift started to occur at the end of the 90s. So a lot of them started switching, mixing rock and Latin rhythms. So we kind of like tried to emulate and started playing covers from those bands. And so Julio and I have similar stories. I repeat this story every time we have a chance.
And you're talking about Julio Viveros, guitar player.
He's our guitar player.
And
right?
Your co-composer.
Yeah, so we're about the same age. He's from Mexico, I'm from Chile. And so we sort of like lived in the same like cultural environment. So we grew up listening to a lot of rock music, and among our peers, rock was the cool thing. But at the same time, Julio's dad, for example, is a folk musician, and also I ascribe myself to a sort of like a folk movement in Chile and of music. So it was like natural for us eventually from rock to evolve to a to that kind of music, to folk music, to more traditional rhythms, right? And and this is a story I always share, that my vision of rock is that rock is sort of like this subversive thing, right? So rock is the subversion in a way of like all the rhythms that came before them, like blues or pop, or you know, that's what my definition of rock. So if we are playing rock Latin America, our evolution is natural to rock or the rhythms of the music that we grew up with.
And that are part of the tradition as well.
Right, exactly.
All across the continent.
It is, yeah. So, and we get to hear a lot of Latin music bands around town, and they're wonderful, beautiful bands. And sometimes in the beginning, we would get criticized because of what we brought here. It wasn't known. So we would be playing like traditional rhythms, but we were playing the rock version of traditional rhythms, and people were not like happy about what we were doing.
Drummer Dustin Miller's introduction to the band began in high school.
I actually met both of these guys when I was still in high school, and like I had a lot of friends, and Julio was teaching a batucada band, which is like a Brazilian marching style stuff. So like through my friends in high school, I met Julio when he was doing the program there. And so I started doing that with them a little bit. And then slightly after that, Josh actually like took me under his wing and started giving me like percussion lessons. And he wasn't charging me money because he was actually training me to like to be a part of this band, essentially, and like go and help him do some school programs and stuff like that. So
what was the year?
I graduated in 2007, so it was probably around 2006 when I met them, 2005, 2006.
So it was still fairly early in the band then.
Yeah,
which, and like, yeah, it was cool, and then, what was it, 3 or 4 years later, or maybe not even then, I think we were just talking about it in the hallway. My first show ever was, well, the first real show, we did a GVSU show here because something happened, and they were like, hey, can you come fill in on drums with us because We need a drummer for this. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll just do a fill-in show. So that's all I was originally supposed to do, was just fill in for one show. And then like the week later, like, hey, you just want to be in the band? And then the first show was like a big, big show. It was a Founders New Year's Eve. So I think that was in 2008 or 2009. And I've been around ever since. So like they kind of both molded me to be the drummer for this band secretly, I think. But it worked out well because I'm still here almost 10 years later. So,
guitarist Julio Viveras is from Veracruz, Mexico. He spent 38 days in immigration detention in 2014 for being in the country illegally. At the time, he was in the process of obtaining legal status and eventually was able to get a work visa. His court date to determine whether he can get permanent residency is coming up in the fall.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like a painful situation for us, right? And it's the uncertainty that he has to like live for the next few months. We don't know yet, and I know that eventually he has to go in front of the court. And by the way, Julio has a family, 3 kids, a good friend. And so yeah.
When you say he has to leave, does he have to go back to Mexico?
No, we don't know. And I don't think he knows, but how the things are, and actually, I'm going to share my little bit of me because of what is going on right now, the tensions in the situation, relationship about being an immigrant and here in the United States. For many years, I was a resident, and then a year ago, I decided to become a citizen. And I got, of course, after 2016, a big motivation to do so. And I think that's part of the music that we do. And not only because of the messages, even though we speak Spanish, people come to us and when they hear us sing, and they say, I know you're singing about something deeper. And then we feel appreciated when people say that. And it's like, yeah, we try to. And the other thing is that the fact that we sing in Spanish out there, and half of the band is not Spanish speaking, and half is itself some sort of actor of subversion, or some awareness act that we are bringing to the community to tell them, you know, we are actually we are sort of like, we like to claim that we are sort of like this representation of what this community could be, right? This sort of like integration and recognition of everybody's differences and celebration of them. Yeah.
Now, this pop-up concert is going to be sort of modeled after the Tiny Desk concerts on NPR. You're going to do a shorter set, but then you're going to be available for a question and answer from the audience and from an interviewer on stage. Oh, yeah, have you ever done anything like this?
Yeah, actually, we did it last Sunday.
We just did Diane Cutler down at Kent District Library does a great series inside their Cascade Branch. I think she had six different bands. Mark Lavengood was over there, a whole bunch of other bands. And so that's sort of the format that they do also. And that it's kind of like we made a joke. It's like the Behind the Music, the old MTV series, Behind the Music type of thing. And Julio sort of excels at that because all of these songs do have deeper lyrics, lyrics about something that's they're important to us, but they're all in Spanish. So we have our fans have a difficulty understanding what the songs are about, and Julio actually gets to discuss that with the audience, which makes for a pretty, for me personally, a very meaningful event.
Singer and guitarist Julio Cano Villalobos and percussionist Josh Dunnigan and drummer Dustin Miller, members of Cabildo. Cabildo is performing at WGVU's pop-up concert at the Pyramid Scheme Wednesday, June 19th at 6:30 p.m. For Midday, I'm Scott Vandewerf.